Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all of the parties who are listening here tonight. Now, this Sunday edition of Random Stuff is gonna start with bad intentions because the United States have finally reached its breaking point with the COVID cases. How many people, you ask? Well, let's go to the host of The Late Show on CBS with that news.
Have you been tested? Because yesterday, the United States reported over 1 million COVID cases. That's right, America hit a new record. Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
A week in your house, eating Pop-Tarts for dinner on your Broyhill dinette set, and a gorgeous set of Lee press-on nails. You're going crazy at home. Put them on the cat. Back to you, Steve.
Before you all freak out, the number is that large because of delayed reporting from over the holiday weekend. See, it's not really that bad. It's like when an exterminator says, don't worry, 1,000 rats didn't move into your breakfast nook. It was just one rat who gave birth over the weekend to 1,000 rats.
And guess what? There's going to be more cases after all of these vacationings and gathering for a little celebration, especially when people are trying to get home. And when they're trying to get home, they get stuck, all because of the snowy world, especially on Interstate 95. Yeah, you heard me correctly, I-95. Here's some more about that one from the host of The Late Show on CBS.
All right. If you get flu-rona, you're going to have to quarantine. And right now, there's probably no better place on the planet to quarantine than I-95 in Virginia, where cars have been trapped in a traffic jam for nearly 27 hours. Holy never getting to Toledo. And I'm being told we have footage from a Virginia GPS.
Turn right in 2 days. You are on the fastest route to your destination. Hell.
Virginia rescue crews have brought food and water to stranded motorists, but one driver called CNN and said there were certain logistical issues that the crews could not help you with.
We're hitting the point of no return. People are getting out of their cars, not in mass quantities, but hiding behind their car doors and doing their business on the streets here because there's no place to go.
Well, that's her own fault. She should have bought the new Ford Super Duty. But don't. Do you notice how the CNN camera person was zooming in on the cars as she talks about? I'm gonna catch somebody pooping behind their car. That'll show them. Zoom in. But don't worry, because she called CNN, they're sending Andy Cohen out with a barrel of tequila around his neck. And the barrel's empty.
And as of this moment, people are still stuck in their cars on I-95. Now, for the fans of The Bachelor, particularly a lot of The Bachelor Nation, we have finally get to see the season premiere of The Bachelor. Yes, and here is how the first episode of The Bachelor went down.
Some entertainment news last night was the season 26 premiere of The Bachelor. Yes. The show returned to the Bachelor Mansion after several seasons away, which is why the first group date activity was evicting raccoons. Last night we met the new Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd. and the new host, Jesse Palmer. And fans couldn't help but notice that Clayton and Jesse look really similar. Here they are together. A more topical way to put it, Jesse is the original and Clayton is the variant. Once the season is over, Clayton and Jesse plan to switch places and try to get their parents back together.
And the fans will be waiting for a new episode of The Bachelor, and we don't know how it will go unless you watch it. Now, let's focus on Antonio Brown, where he once again made the news for all the wrong reasons, and this time he was out as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, so he's no longer a Buccaneer. So, how the hell did it happen? Well, here's what happened.
Well, everyone is still talking about Antonio Brown. You know, he got upset during the Jets-Buccaneers game this weekend and decided to leave the game shirtless. Then a few hours later, he released a new rap song. It's bizarre, but can we hear a couple seconds of it?
I'm from the pit, not the palace. I'm kind of stylish. Lifestyle lavish. Jump in the
Yep, there it is. And, I'm sorry, can you go to the next card?
What, you trying to tell me how to do my job now, Jimmy?
No, I'm not telling you how to do your job. I just need to know the joke is on the next card.
So okay, just, that's it! I'm done! I'm out of here! Enough of this!
No,
this
is great. No, that's why I didn't know what. I always knew that cue card guy was trouble.
Yeah, you know.
I always did. My God. Unbelievable. Yeah. He had enough.
He had enough. He said, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two sides of the story. After Antonio Brown was released from the Buccaneers, and there's two sides of the story about how this all went down. One side said that Bruce Arians was furious and told Antonio Brown to just kick out, to get out, I mean. And then, on the other side, Bruce Arians believed that Antonio Brown has emotional damage. No, he doesn't say that, but that's how he sees it. But you should watch his response, because I cannot follow every word he says. Now, you know, there's also some problems in the state of Florida, because Florida is going to have to double down on almost everything. Well, I can't explain all of that. We'll have the host of The Late Show on CBS explain this one.
Omicron is hitting Florida hard. In fact, in 2 weeks, COVID cases there rose by 948%. At this point, they should start counting everyone in Florida who doesn't have COVID. So congratulations, Carl. Carl's an alligator. He's the only one who'll wear a mask. But he's an alligator with a gator's hat on, just to let you know. But Florida has a surefire way to bring their number of cases down, thanks to Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, seen here telling a family, don't worry, I'm sure the hospital's around here somewhere. Yesterday, faced with these mounting case numbers, Dr. Latipo announced a change in Florida's attitude toward testing.
We're going to be working to unwind the sort of testing psychology that our federal leadership has managed to, unfortunately, get most of the country in over the last 2 years. We need to unwind this testing planning and living one's life around testing.
Apparently, unwinding the testing means unknowing the knowledge. So, we gotta unwind it, we gotta do this, we gotta fly that. So Florida's new PCR test is a 2x4 to the noggin. Tunk! Negative! This no testing approach isn't surprising. Latipo has a long history of being what the Orlando Sentinel called a COVID crank. COVID crank, also the most popular drug in Florida. Because
Oh, my Lord.
Because in Florida, even the meth has COVID. This isn't Latipo's first time going against the science. He's known for questioning vaccines and masks and has been associated with a right-wing group of physicians who believe infertility and miscarriages are the result of having sex with demons and witches during dreams. Man, I gotta get better dreams. Doctor, woo, never done that, never had that.
Well, all I gotta say is, Florida's gonna Florida, right? Now, finally, in this podcast monologue, there's one part in the January 6th speech from President Joe Biden that made me think this is gonna be another battle if Donald Trump decides to run for president again. He took it to Donald Trump without even saying his name, just like the host of the Late Show on CBS. And here's a bit of his speech, which was uploaded by the Lincoln Project on their Twitter page.
We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost, even though that's what 93 United States senators, his own attorney general, his own vice president, governors and state officials in every battleground state have all said he lost. That's what 81 million of you did as you voted for a new way forward. He has done what no president in American history, the history of this country, has ever, ever done. He refused to accept the results of an election and the will of the American people.
And not only that, President Biden also said that Donald Trump is not only a former president, but he's also a defeated president. Well, that is one big shade at the former president. I can promise you that. But after this brief ad, we're gonna get into the Quarantine Wild segment. So stay tuned.
Now that vaccines have been approved for children 5 and up, it's time for parents to decide which COVID protection is best for their family. Introducing Ivermectin Jr., the first medication designed to treat young horses that can also be used on human children, maybe? Ivermectin Jr. comes in a variety of fun colors for the little colts and or humans running around your home.
It tastes weird.
Did I ask you how it tastes?
Eat it. And don't worry, while Ivermectin Jr. may have been intended for animals, kids are technically animals too.
Daddy, it says it's for worms.
Yeah, gummy worms. No, but seriously, it is for horses with intestinal worms.
Rest easy knowing your child is literally as healthy as a horse. Ivermectin Jr., not the smart choice, the right choice. May cause equine madness.
Now we have.
Doofenshmirtz Sable Incorporated.
And we back after this brief ad, folks. Now let's get to that stinking segment. It is the quarantine version of Meanwhile, called
Quarantine While.
This Quarantine While segment is all about the COVID-19 and the Omicron variant updates. Yes, after this New Year's celebration that happened a week ago and the Christmas celebration that happened 2 weeks ago, all of the craziness lead to some of the cases of COVID-19 and Omicron variant going up. Well, let's get to the host of The Late Show on CBS, where he covered it on his January 3rd monologue, aka the first show, the first late show, I mean, of the year 2022. And here is what he had to inform some of the people.
Times Square was less crowded than originally planned. Thanks to Omicron, over the past week, an average of more than 400,000 cases have been reported each day in the United States, tripling from 2 weeks ago. That is awful. The only thing that should be tripling over the holidays is my BMI. The good news is that if results from South Africa are to be believed, this surge could be over quickly. Here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb facing the nation yesterday.
If South Africa is any guide, this is about a two-month epidemic wave from start to finish. I think certainly by the end of February, we will be through this.
Okay, Omicron should be over by February. Quick follow-up, doctor. What year? Of course, the end of February, if it's this year, means that Omicron won't be gone in time for Valentine's Day. So, unfortunately, we're going to need new candy hearts that say honest things like, don't kiss me, stay away, and you are hot because fever. In the meantime, this fifth wave, this is the fifth wave, right? Because what was Delta? Four, it was four, okay. I can count. The fifth wave is putting a real strain on our transportation system due to pandemic-related staff shortages. More than 12,000 flights were canceled between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day, and here in New York City, staffing issues led to the suspension of several subway lines. What? Closing the subway because of germs is like closing Broadway because of jazz hands. Of course, it's not just New York. It's not just New York, John.
It's not. It's other places.
It's other places.
Yes.
Nowhere is safe at this point. Even an Antarctic research station was hit by a COVID-19 outbreak. Now, no one knows exactly which researcher carried the virus to the station, leading one biologist to say this.
I don't know who to trust.
The outbreak at the research station happened despite workers being fully vaccinated and based in one of the world's remotest regions. Yes, so few people there. Scientists say the only place on Earth with fewer people is any movie theater showing The Last Duel. Anyone here seen The Last Duel? No one here has seen The Last Duel. Thankfully, so far, Omicron seems to be milder for most people than Delta was. Last week, the CDC announced it's cutting isolation time for Americans who test positive from 10 days to 5. They also say you can swim right after you eat. Breaking a mirror only gives you 4 years bad luck. And stepping on a crack won't break your mother's back, but her back will just be very disappointed. So why'd the CDC change the rules mid-game? CDC director and my guest tonight, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the new guidelines are to keep the critical functions of society open and operating. But people are a little suspicious because just days before the new guidelines were released, the CEO of Delta Airlines asked the CDC for a 5-day isolation. Well, that's just longstanding policy. If your business is named after a variant, you get to make one rule. Just one.
Well, I guess going to big events, I mean huge events, is a bad idea after all. It's a bad idea after all. The COVID and Omicron variants are going up. I mean the cases, that is. So, you better think twice about going anywhere. But after the brief ad, we're gonna listen to a song, so don't go anywhere, folks.
It's a new era in Washington. Time for a new beginning. A new spirit of unity and common purpose. Time for a new pillow. Our pillow. Snugger together.
Available at no more Walgreens.
And we back after this brief ad, folks. Now, any Sesame Street fans out here listening to this episode, well, you're going to be in for a treat, but this is going to be different. Back in 2019, the puppets of Sesame Street made their appearance on the CBS Television City for their appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden. Now, they end up getting lost, and they don't know how to get to the studio where they filmed and taped The Late Late Show. Now, here's the Late Late Show version of Sunny Days, aka the theme song of Sesame Street. Here are the puppets of Sesame Street.
$4.99 for the banjo!
Nope.
This is clearly not the set, not the set of The Late Late Show.
Sorry, we got a little lost.
That's okay, Big Bo. This place can be a bit of a maze.
Elmo, that's amazing.
Elmo, that's great.
Hey, James, me got a little hungry wandering around today.
Well, I've got just the thing for that. What about this?
C for Corky.
Well, yes, but also in this case, the C is for Corden, as in the host of the show, me, James Corden.
That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Nom 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 nom.
I'm just so happy you guys finally made it.
Well, of course we love The Late Late Show.
That's one, two, too late. Ah.
He's been doing that all day.
But now that you're finally here, do you guys want to go inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Way to go, Sesame Street and James Corden, with the Late Late Show version of Sunny Days, aka the Sesame Street theme song. Now, after this brief ad, we're gonna wrap up this episode, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
What is the essence of a cowboy?
The aroma of masculinity.
Manure, the scent of the open range.
Fertilize your senses.
Manure.
Life is a ride, so giddy up.
Manure.
I can smell you on my clothes, and only one thing can get rid of you.
Manure.
One spritz. We'll take you to the rodeo. I keep my secrets in my boots.
Manure.
I dream of you, but I can't wrangle you.
Manure.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Manure!
Manure, the new scent by Blake Shelton.
Do not wear Manure if you're operating heavy machinery or farm equipment. Manure is not safe for use near livestock, small children, or tall adults. Do not spray Manure directly on skin. Manure is not available at any store near you and is approved by no one. This ad has been paid for by Blake Shelton.
After hours.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
And that is it for this edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in next week for another two episodes. So, good night and big balls.